My guest is Audrey McGibbon, and we're talking about the new regulations that make it incumbent upon any workplace to ensure that their staff are mentally safe and sound and psychologically well. Audrey, we don't have a huge amount of time, but I'd love you to tell me where this legislation came from.
Well, it's been brewing for quite a few years, both internationally and here in Australia. And probably the thing that sort of kicked it off most significantly were there were new international guidelines, so ISOs. So we usually have, you know, ISOs for health and safety or quality work, but this was an ISO 45003 on managing psychosocial risks, and it was released in 2021. And that was an international thing. But really, the UK, Canada and Australia have been beavering away at this for well over 10 years. And the Australian Productivity Commission has had a big hand in it, the National Workplace Initiative. And then, you know, in terms of, what was your word before the break? Implementability of it.
Yes.
You know, organisations like Safe Work Australia, they've done quite a lot there in sort of creating practical checklists and so on. So, but it changed in the Commonwealth law at the beginning of this year, 2023.
So what does it do that, like, you know, sexism, we've got Fair Work, we've got Safe Work, you know, what else do you need to do? Like, we know it's a crime to commit sexual harassment. We know you're not allowed to be racially abusive or discriminatory already. What do these new rules do?
So the new rules say what you've got to do as an employer and anyone that sort of is an agent of the employer, hence the load on managers and leaders, they've got to find ways to assess and control what the psychosocial, what they call hazards are. So a hazard is something that has the potential to cause psychological harm or physical harm. And so you're obligated to assess and control all the things that could be hazards, and particularly the psychosocial hazards. And then when you've identified what a hazard might be, so for example, having too high a workload, that's a hazard in a job where you're a lawyer in a busy corporate law firm. It's a hazard that you might have too high a workload. It's probably a hazard for most jobs in Australia at the moment.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And then so if that's a hazard, you then have to risk assess what is the probability of that hazard being experienced by an employee and for how long, and what's the likely harm that will happen. So it's, you know, it is pretty onerous. And the laws then detail things like, you know, how much, you know, how many demands, what's your control, how much clarity have you got, how much support. Is the organisation treating you fairly? It's with something called procedural or organisational justice. Are you exposed to traumatic events? And it covers off the stuff that you've mentioned, George, for bullying, harassment, discrimination, etc.
Right.
But those more subjective things, like is your workload stressful? Do you have good quality leadership support? Is your team supportive? Are you being treated fairly? Those things can, to a large degree, be a bit like beauty to the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, exactly. Manager might be somebody else's nightmare. Audrey McGibbon, thank you so much for illuminating this enormous workload that's now legislated, and it's a lot for businesses to be thinking about and to be checking off. And finding the right people, and I guess they could easily come to you for some help. Audrey McGibbon is a chartered occupational psychologist, executive coach and wellbeing expert, and also the co-founder of Eek and Sense. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, George.